Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
It is now time for the Craig James Financial Report, ladies and gentlemen, with our man Craig Ferentino, certified wealth strategist. He is a president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right on Broad Hollow Road in Melville. The website is a must. You must check it out. Loads of information. We talk about the great events and webinars on there. Check it all out at CraigJamesFinancial.com. Mr. Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services. It's all through United Planets Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners. Well, they are not affiliated. The Dow down about 179 points at close on Friday. Futures down just a trifle as we speak, as we get ready for hopefully a pretty good week. Sir, how are you? Hope your weekend was good.
Yeah, weekend was good, Jay. It was just lovely. Absolutely, really good weekend. It's cold, but it was great. The like you were saying, yeah, the Dow Jones closed down. I think for the week it was up 0.6%. Year to date, since the January, the beginning of the year, trading year, that is, it's up 0.7%. The S&P 500 index, let's get to some levels here, is at 38.41. For the week is up 1.9%, and year-to-date, 2.3%. The NASDAQ for the week, this is the tech-heavy NASDAQ, still with all filled with stuff that you love, like Microsoft, and that's up 4.2% last week. And year-to-date is up 5% for the year already. We should just buy the NASDAQ, you know, just buy the whole index there. It's a great trade. It's a risky trade, but it's a great trade. MSCI East, which is the European index, up 0.7% for the week. I told you that Europe is shut down. Might be a good time to buy a lot of these European indexes and companies, because there's going to be a time when they open again, probably in March, April. And you just got to sit on it for a little bit. But it's up 2.4% for the year. 10-year Treasury, 1.08. And oil's came down a little bit to $52 a barrel. For the year, though, just since January, we're up 7.5% on the oil, which is very, very interesting as a commodity. Of course, you know, it always goes up in the cold, and there's a pretty good when the Northeast gets cold, oil tends to rally into higher dollars. So, but we'll see. That's we're not here to talk today. We see some trends, though. You know, there's this balance, Jake, between equities and the people that buy them, and they're taking the positive news. And you got near-term challenges. So the positive news is that the Biden administration, as I've said many times, stimulus is in the air. So no matter how bad it looks, the government's going to, you know, inject some money. How much, we don't know, but inject some money into the economy. And then it's the news that you hear that there's not, you know, the vaccine distribution situation is not going as well as we'd like in some states, including our own. And we think that that's so it's the whole thing is going to be based on how quickly. I mean, it's almost like you're watching sports here now. You could use some statistics, calculus, the change of vaccinated people and plus the change in how many people have it and have the antibodies. With relation to the people that still need to be protected and still need some sort of prophylactic measure. And the rate of that is calculus. So that's it. When you're looking at the rate of change. So the rate of change is slowed because we can't get enough people off of the suspected I could get it list to another list. And that's really has to do with a lot of logistics and getting the vaccines going, because and then who you're giving to, you know, you're making decisions on what part of the population should receive them first. And so that part of the rollout is, I think, is negatively affecting the markets. But then you have the stimulus on the other hand, and you're like, oh, okay, we may have up to 1.8, 1.9 trillion going to be passed pretty soon. So that's certainly helping out. And we already had a $900 billion fiscal stimulus passed at the end of December. So the prospects for more fiscal relief under the new administration really have added fuel to the stock market rally. Without that fuel, though, I'd be a little concerned at this point. So that's some of the caveats that I'm throwing in, particularly into this week. So effective vaccine distribution is really need to grow the economy. We were rolling out 1 million vaccines a few weeks ago, and I don't know what happened, but somewhere things got delayed or constipated, whatever word you want to use. So we need another booster shot to the economy, which would be the $900 billion COVID relief plus the $1.9 trillion that they're talking about this week will also give when you look at the numbers, $1.9 trillion is about 9% of the gross domestic product. I mean, that's huge. So that would be a big shot to the economy.
Indeed. I was reading something this morning. It kind of puts everything in perspective, Craig, where New York State shed 1 million jobs, folks, during the pandemic so far, amidst the lockdowns and the tourism industry, the business activity we know about, the restaurants and everything else, 10% of the state's workforce pretty much disappearing, the city losing the majority of the jobs from pre-pandemic December of 2019 to last December. That's 578,000 jobs lost. That's just in New York City. Unbelievable. And that kind of really puts it in perspective as far as where we're at right now. So, yeah, the vaccine talk and everything else is great. The distribution has to get a lot better, especially for this state. But, man, I'll tell you, when you hear numbers of that magnitude, it really underlines everything of what's going on. Incredible. It really is.
The other thing this week, though, that we're looking forward to driving the market, I agree with you 100% there. Today we have Kimberly Clark coming in, and then, Tuesday we have Archer Daniels. We got great companies, Freeport MacMoran, General Electric. I'm just going through the list here. Microsoft, Starbucks is coming out. We'll see how they're doing. Xerox. And then on Wednesday, you got a slew more, including Facebook, Corning Glass, Stryker, Rollins. It's a really great company. So we're going to be getting the indicator, at least not just how they did last quarter, but some of the guidance that they may say for the future. And I think that's going to also have some great, great news, or it could be very bad for the markets this week. So we're looking at the earnings-driven news as well as what we're seeing on things like yours, which you just said, in terms of the vaccine distribution and losing jobs and how that's playing out into the economy.
And we shall see what today brings. So hopefully we'll have a good week, sir. You stay well. Craig Ferrantino, ladies and gentlemen. And again, that website, a must. Check it out, craigjamesfinancial.com. Stay well. Talk to you in the morning.
Thank you, Jay. All right, have a great day.